I think it's been a few years now, maybe a couple of years, that the phenomenon of the secret swept the globe and made everybody believe that they could think themselves rich or they can think themselves into a better situation than the one that they were in with no work, no effort whatsoever. People, of course, brushing past the basic premise that if you are in fact happy, if you do get yourself happy, then you make yourself more open to being creative and to experiencing creative thought, and then, of course, to acting on those creative thoughts. Well, they completely missed that. I think people just latched on to the whole, maybe if I just am happy all the time, if I make myself happy and behave happy, then all goodness will come to me. There is something in it, but I don't think people were told, or maybe people grasped on to the full concept. However, there were some things in it that were just stunning, things that were poignant and that resonated with me. And there was one, I think it would have been an affirmation, possibly, that was written by Christian D. Larson, that they modified for use in the whole Secret franchise. But it's I guess a poem called I Promise Myself. And before I take myself off to bed, perhaps to read some more, I thought I'd share it with you. And it starts, well, it goes, I promise myself to be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind, to talk health, happiness and prosperity to every person I meet, to make all my friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them, to look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true, to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best, to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own, to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future, to wear a cheerful expression at all times and give a smile to every living creature that I meet, to give so much time to improving myself that I have no time to criticize others, to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble, to think well of myself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds, to live in the faith that the whole world is on my side, so long as I am true to the best that is in me. Now that's just pretty, isn't it? It's a useful affirmation, I think, because it's useful advice. All of it. Very useful advice. And whether it comes in the form in a self-help book or comes to you for the first time via this audioboo, then I think it's very useful thoughts. They are. So, good night, my lovely people. I hope that you make wonderful promises to yourself this and every day, and that you know that a promise is a thing that you keep, and so that you keep and continue to keep all the wonderful promises that you make. Right, I'm off. Have a lovely night. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.